Blog Talk Radio.
Before I leave, I'ma give them hell. Bad to the bones, for rotten. I want it all myself. Fuck the high, the drive gon' keep me well. Music refuels my cells, alive in hell. Sick senses living well. I excel beyond trials, and most are likely to fail. I'm a winner of the cards I'm dealt. Play the game in the pain I felt. Stay in my lane till my name outweighs the death. And the strain don't break my strength. I'm much stronger than what y'all is. I'm a rebel, them young freedom fighters, my kids. What I aspire will forever live. If the present ain't love, then the future will. Till my blood is spilled, no regrets and guilt. Sign and seal. And ask God to solve them, but we the ones that cause them. Earth issues, cursed mental, hurts fit you, but we forget it's people hurting with you. Prayers and tissue, depression got you all destroyed inside, till the aggression resides in every closet you hide, trying to shield and mask what will never subside. You can't cover the tide with a damaged pride, eyes wide shut to the lies, too deep to dive to see the abyss and the depths set amiss. Suffocate, then you bait, set adrift. Heavy burdens, only these men carry this. Heart broke for they folks, some can't represent. Too many bars and time to spend. Gray days, no shine for them. I wish I could rewind time for them. Writing destiny, we can't escape the pen.
Yo, yo, yo. All right, so we want to welcome y'all to another edition, another Dopeness interview series show. Peace to USA Blog Network. We got a very special guest, of course, man. Nothing but the dopest, nothing but the illest MCs, man. And none other than Super MC out of Detroit. What's going on, brother?
What's up, baby face? You good, my G?
Man, all good, dog. How's Detroit?
Man, Detroit is sunny. It's sunny today. You know what I'm saying? We be dealing with that Michigan weather. You don't know. You might get all four seasons in one day, but it's sunny today.
I mean, we all in the Midwest, so, I mean, Chicago weather is tricky, just as tricky as anywhere.
Yeah, y'all get that. Y'all get that wing. Y'all get that straight up. You know, that Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, throw your house win. Y'all be having that win, God.
Hey, y'all. So for those who might not know Super MC, you might call him the Marvel Lyricist. He'll be dropping his new single, well, a few new singles, but one that we will be listening to today is One More Try. It's a new single going to be released on October the 6th. It's going to feature Alexis Aline. From the upcoming album, My Words Translated Into Music. For y'all who don't know Super MC, he's an artist from Detroit, the prodigy of Proof from D12, was once signed to, was the first signed to Proof's record label, Iron Fist Records. And he is, wow, featured in The Lost Battles. Of 8 Mile, the movie, battling Eminem. So definitely y'all know y'all in for a treat. So, man, Joe, what I want to do is I want to like, give people some background, you know what I'm saying, because it sounds like you got a dope story, you know, things I didn't even know. You know, you were in the movie, 8 Mile, battling Eminem, Prodigy right. of one of the history's dopest MCs, Proof. So
yep.
let's talk about like the history, you know, where you at right now. You got a lot of projects coming up, and then what you're doing in the future, like down the road. So starting with like where you've been in the past. How did you start MCing, man?
I mean, I came up in a city called Highland Park. It's right in the middle of Detroit. And, you know what I'm saying, I started MCing young. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, you know, like all the old school artists influenced me. What's up, Neff? All the old school artists influenced me, like the Rakims, you know, the LLs, you know, the Salt and Peppers, you know what I'm saying? And basically, you know what I'm saying, as a kid, very young, I just gravitated towards the art form. You know what I'm saying? I was always witty with the words and, you know, able to just, you know, sing along with shit and all that. So, you know, it was just like MCing just came natural. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, like me being a kid rhymer, people don't know, like when you a kid rhymer, it's different because you grow up into the culture and you see how the culture develops and how it changes and how it goes from one thing to another. You see how people jump to this fad or to that fad. So growing up around those type of artists and the influence that they had, those artists kept me sound as being a sound hip hop artist or a hip hop fundamentalist. You feel me? So from that point, just growing up, you know, being a kid artist doing the battles and stuff and all that, I got with a group called the Almighty Dreadnoughts. And this is probably like before, you know, we got out of high school or whatever. And that group, you know, had like myself, Guilty Simpson, Hex Murder, you got Alias P Knuckles, Slaughter, Cautious, Conflict, Diffusion.
Oh, like some like, local beats.
Yeah, like what was so crazy about the Almighty Dreadnoughts, like they used to call us the Detroit Wu-Tang because we had like so many members. You know, it was probably like at one time it was like 23 artists rapping. And then it was like by like 100 or plus people just with us. You know what I'm saying? So it was, you know, we was doing the thing like that. So, you know, from just, you know, doing the whole course of being an MC, going through all the battles and things like that, you know, in different shows to make a name in the city. You know what I'm saying? My dog happened to be Proof. I met Proof when I was like 14 in the bathroom at this club called the Grand Quarters. And I met him. He was in the bathroom freestyling. At the time, I was, you know, 14. I thought I was like the only person that could freestyle, like, because I didn't know nobody else that could really, you know, hurl words off the top of their head like that. You know what I'm saying? So we was in the bathroom. It's like a bunch of MCs. So everybody's saying they written raps. And me and Proof is like the only people freestyling. So as the cypher goes around and these people are running out of raps, me and Proof is still the only people in there freestyling. So we got to looking at each other like, damn, I'm looking like, yo, he an older cat. And I ain't think nobody else could freestyle like that. Like, yo, this dude's dope. And he was looking at me the same thing. Like, yo, this little cat in here, he clowning. So from that
wow,
on,
so this is
we
before
had, we,
this
we,
is before the
yeah.
D12 smash.
Yeah, this is way before that. You know what I'm saying? This is when Proof was running around with the big dreadlocks in his head. You know what I'm saying? And you know, from that on, I had a cool relationship with him. Like, we would see each other out, and he would all, you know, he took me in like a little brother. But I was already in the Almighty Dreadnoughts, which was a known crew in the Detroit hip hop scene anyway. So regardless to me and Proof's friendship, Super MC already had a name in the city for battling and for being a very skillful artist. Proof was one of my dogs that just seen that in me and was able to be a artist to help me perpetuate myself to where I needed to be. You know what I'm saying? And he mentored me and showed me, you know, showed me the game. It's like he did a bunch of other artists that came out of Detroit. He was just that type of dude. So, once you like, you know, you could jump fast forward to D12 getting on the whole D12 fame and everything.
Right.
Proof started a label, Iron Fist, and I was one of the first artists signed to Iron Fist, and I was like probably like in 02-03. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that had, you know, that was running, and we was doing crazy
right,
stuff
so,
and putting out records. Hmm?
So what was your first
What's
album? Right? Like your first project?
My first project that I put out was a project called By Any Means Necessary. It was my first mixtape, solo mixtape that was put out on Iron Fist. Like, I've been on other projects that was put out by my group, the Almighty Dreadnought. We had a bunch of records out.
But my first initial mixtape, it was my solo project, debuted on Iron Fist Records. It's put out by Big Proof. And that dropped like 05. You know what I'm saying? That came out like 05 on Iron Fist. And then that later on that year, we had put out another mixtape that went worldwide. It was called Hand to Hand. And it featured all the whole lineup of Iron Fist. Poop was on it. Royce 5'9 was on it. Slum Village was on it. And it had the whole cast of Iron Fist, which was myself, the Purple Gang, Wolfpack, and Poof at the time. So, you know what I'm saying? That had dropped. And then my mixtape that came out before then. And then after that, Poof had passed in 06 around April 11th,
yeah,
that year. So after that, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, like you cut off the head, you know what I'm saying? You know, the body kind of died, you know what I'm saying? So us as artists, we just had to keep, you know, keep on with the legacy, you know what I'm saying? And keep pushing and keep coming out with records. So that's what we was doing. I dropped a record, you know, for every year he dang near passed, you know what I'm saying? Poop been going for like 10 years, so I got about like 8 or 9 records out, you know what I'm saying? So,
R.I.P.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Big Poop, you know what I'm saying? He did a lot for a lot of Detroit artists, you know what I'm saying? Including myself. And I was definitely one of the artists that he worked with, you know what I'm saying? And had a very, you know, had both his hands in my career. Like, I was in like countless Source battles and Blaze battles, and it was all due to him. Because he would be, you know, he would be out doing a D12 thing, you know, traveling New York to LA, and telling him like, yo, y'all gotta fuck with this new dude coming up. His name's Super MC, mm-hmm. You know, this, that, and the third. He the next. You know what I'm saying? So I got in a lot of battles and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because he had a hand in my career. And you know, since he passed, we've just been putting out records after records. And then I had started my own label, which was, you know, Hood Hero Entertainment Proven Records, and I named Proven Records after Proof. You know what I'm saying? And I had signed, right, word up. So I had put out my first my record off Proven, which was called The Supremacy. And I had dropped that in 2011. You know what I'm saying? So that came out, did what it did. Then I signed with a local label that was my people's, that was backing me anyway. And that's called Titan Records. And that's the label that I'm on right now. And that's ever since then, you know, since 14. When I signed with Titan, and I was working with him, you know, before that too. But I initially signed in 14, so we just been putting out record after that. You know what I'm saying? Been on, you know, the Dilla project, you know what I'm saying? Been on DJ Butter, new project, Piece of the Action. You know what I'm saying? We done traveled around the world. We done seen different countries. You know what I'm saying? And we still pushing. Like, my last record that I put out is called Super MC the Immortal. You know what I'm saying? It's a ridiculous record. Like, people need to get that. It's online right now. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like letting, like, it's like musically living. You know what I'm saying? Like, we deal with so much death in the culture and so much death in life. That record is like my aunt's death record. You know, for people that ain't up on it, they need to look me up and, you know, check out that record. But this record that we about to hit you with is coming. You know, is my overseas record, which I did with a producer that was from Innsbruck, Austria. And basically, you know, while I was doing the touring with Guilty Simpson and Fat Cat for the Dilla project, we was over there for the Dilla Troy project. I met up with the producer, and you know, we formed this project that y'all about to you know, bear witness to. It's a nice project. It's a merge between, you know, Detroit hip hop or the Midwest hip hop or you know, American hip hop, the production of overseas hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
So what we're talking about is my words translated into music?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, we're talking about that right now.
Okay.
And,
that's what we're looking for on October the 6th, right?
Yeah, that's what we're looking for on October the 6th.
See, my words translated into music.
Into music, yeah. And the first joint off of that is the One More Try that features Alexis, Alon, and myself. And that project, you know what I'm saying, that project is going to be a more worldly project. It's aimed worldly because of the production that we got from my dog Toby that's over in Innsbruck. And then just the way that we trying to go about pushing it out, we want the world to get this. We don't just want you know, just one side of the planet to rock with us on this. We want the whole world to rock with us on this. And
word, man.
It's
like my translation of it is, you know, motivational hip hop, you know, something that's pure for the soul. When I heard that One More Try, you know, I want you to go ahead and introduce it. I want to play it and share it with everybody. Let them get a taste of what they can look forward to for the 6th. Go ahead and introduce it. Okay. We're going to rock it out, and then we're going to chop it up right after.
Titan Release, an Iconic Management promoted joint. This joint was written by your boy Super MC and Alexis Alon, produced by Chris Cronus and T-Roller. It's coming off the words translated into music. The name of this joint is called One More Try. It's an anthem for the people that feel like when they're going through something, it's all lost. But you know in life, all of us get one more try to succeed in life and to make things happen. So this is your one more try right here.
Here we go.
That's why they take longer. Ayo, I'm blessed, but the hate stronger. Still, I'm trapped, they got the great corner. Till I break, they catch the vase, I escape. Get the picture, Warner. Box office, they hit the hits, they gotta call us. Deep pockets, 100 bands, I'm a damn problem. Who the fans honor? Cause my jam's hotter than the rocks in your box, I'm a damn signer. Onyx head, I slam harder than Hulk Hogan power bombing your grandfather. This my passion, my life is the action, the skills, the attraction. And I'm live in action, I'm a living verb. Super MC, the immortal words. I live forever in every sentence you ever heard. New life, my soul's bright, I like curves. The shine in mine is in, you gotta find yours. Trial and error, the game, you gotta grind for it. Don't waste your time if you ain't designed for it. Niggas bought blueprints and still they rhyme bogus. I hustle like dope boys when the bag's open. I'm trying to get green. I'd rather fail, it's me to imitate to succeed. Hennessy in my cup, blunts of Kush weed. Right-handed, I write my wrongs when I pin sheets. I get it right in this life or this age. My song's an intervention, look at the people saved. I show the blind the way, they hear the verses I say. I never give up, just live up to the image you see. Hardcore MC, I'm where the killers be. Still a nigga book smart, no college degree. Just a goal that I wanted to reach before I die in my sleep. Then come back the same night to repeat my saga lives again, rebirth for the streets. In this lifetime, you gotta play for keeps. You can't replay the moment or rewind the scene. You get a glimpse of the future where I reign supreme. Fast forward, moving forward, it plays out on screen. The results of what prophecy brings. A toast to my crown, my royalty gleam. That's king. It's one life, one love, so there can only be one king. Because of granny's prayers, hope there's a cloud with my name on it upstairs. I came dressed for war, they all unprepared. Aura of a feral rock, Kim taught me the ledge. Who's falling? My precious, I got the greed of Gollum. Supremacy to the world, I got a global calling. Gone to November, I was born in autumn. Committee hard, my city's charged, I'm Dre Awesome. Priority, take what you owe me. Judge me on the now and the sincerity. Hip-hop purity, not a parody. Musical clarity, the definition of when you stare at me. Salute to the real stars, them diamonds that shine. For the rest of y'all, y'all gotta enjoy the light. Your work without sights and you lost in the night. Make your purpose so bright and give it all your might. Passion ignites, inspiration, new height. Faith times, innovation, ideas take flight. Patience and precision, and wait then strike. Every day you awake, another chance to fight.
Surprise, surprise, into another life. That right there is
hotness. Thanks.
Right.
Thanks.
That right there was One More Try by Marvel, the lyricist, Super MC. Alright, so we are back, and we got the man. We back with the man, Super MC. So we just gave y'all a taste, just a little snack, a little sample more try. And that would be on My Words Translated Into Music, which will be released on October the 6th. Where should we check for that? Is there a central place?
I mean, it's going to be everywhere. Every social media outlet you could think of, we're going to be on it. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to get the world to get hip to it. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to influence the culture again. You know what I'm saying? On that lyricism, we're trying to influence the culture that is a brighter day. You know what I'm saying? Everybody walking around all this darkness, all this hate, we seeing all this stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? We giving you a surprise, like you say in the hook, like Alexis said in the hook, you know, surprise, surprise, rising to another life. And it's like every day that you wake up, you know what I'm saying, you rising into another life. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just the life that you led the day before. It's a new one, because you could change everything that you rising for this morning that you didn't change yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Man, just got deep on us. Just got deep on me. Cause that's so true, man. People don't realize that they are the controller of their own destiny, you know, and forget all the negativity or what somebody said about you or what happened in the past and, you know, any mistakes you may have made or, you know, things that you're regretful for, because tomorrow is always another day. I truly believe that.
Tomorrow's another day, especially when you're blessed to wake up and you can move and function the way you need to function and go out and handle your business. Man, it's a blessing, because everything that you, the mistakes that you made the day before, man, you can correct them. If ain't nobody dead and ain't nobody hurt, you know, damaged that bad, you know, time heals all wounds. And everybody got one more try. Everybody gets one more try.
One more try.
At least one.
One more try. Y'all heard it here, man. Y'all can check that out October the 6th. We're going to launch it on USA Blog Network, of course. So you can check in Chicago, Michigan Bangers, you know, and of course on the hub, USABangers.com. So we took it to the past, you know, the history of Super MC, you know, what's going on right now. But we know you got, man, so much more going on. You know, you got projects on projects coming out, and I'm sure you got some shows coming out. Hopefully we can get you out here in Chicago whenever you're in the Chi.
Man, definitely. We was out in Chicago. We came out and rocked to Chicago for the Cool Keep show. You know, we Cool Keep our people, you know, so we came out and rocked out there with them. You know what I'm saying? And we be back, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be more shows popping. We got stuff, you know, in the works. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, you know what I'm saying, explosive. So just be looking out for it. Like, you know, like I said, I got another project coming, the Hood Hero. And it's the Hood Hero 2, actually. It's crazy. It's going to be like, you know, it's going to be that street hop that everybody love. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and that realness that everybody loves. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we're gonna have to get like a little disrespectful real quick and slip another slap in the face to the world when we drop this NAMM project. You know what I'm saying, with Alexis.
Now, is that the secret
Nick
project you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, no, the secret project, we ain't even gonna discuss it. We just, you know,
top
we
secret,
just say
top secret,
secret project. Yeah, the top secret project. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna be something extra. You know, I'm gonna take flight on that. We're gonna really be punching at them numbers when we do that. You know what I'm saying? So, all these other projects that the world is about to get from Titan Records, from myself, from Alexis Line. Like Alexis got a project coming out. Nick Speed got a project coming out. You know, then we got that project coming together. So like, what y'all about to get is, you know what I'm saying, a smorgasbord or like some dopeness from Titan Record Camp, from the Proven Record Camp. You know what I'm saying, from the Iconic Camp. You about to see. You know what I'm saying? Why we say the things that we say about, you know, about us, and, you know what I'm saying, how we carry ourselves in the music and professionally and personally, you know what I'm saying, and just throughout the world. So it's going to be some
man,
good music that everybody...
Veteran.
Can, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Veteran MCs,
so,
out,
you know,
here, man, walking the earth.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So we got to show what's up with the culture, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool to, you know, the vibe with what's being done now. And jump around to these new fads,
right.
But at the end of the day, You know what I'm saying? Basketball is basketball. You know what I'm saying? Football is football. Baseball is baseball. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, hip-hop is hip-hop. And people got to understand that. And people got to be, you know, reintroduced into what hip-hop is. Because as new generations come, you know what I'm saying, they understanding of what hip-hop is might be jaded or might be changed or might be commercially, you know, rinsed and washed to the side. But we here, you know what I'm saying, to display and to show them what fundamentally the culture is about, what the pieces is to this culture, and how to really MC and how to really, you know, represent this thing or this movement that we call the hip hop culture.
Man, Joe. I think Raekwon and Ghost said it best when they said, "Stop coming with all that whack shit."
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't. You can't, like, in the culture, man. And in today's time, you can't knock nobody for trying. Like, look, you see what I'm saying? One more try. Everybody get a try. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta come with that solidness. You know what I'm saying? You gotta come with that hop. You know what I'm saying? And when you're doing something, you gotta study what you do. You know what I'm saying? You gotta study it. So a lot of times, in what's happening now in the music and in hip hop culture is that the artists or the younger artists are not studying what they do. They're not studying the people before them.
They don't even know what this is. And that's
fine. They don't even know what it is. But I mean, they know what it is because commercialism is teaching them what it ain't. So that's what they think it is. You know what I'm saying? So when you deal with all these different, you know, facets of how they're getting shoveled this music, you know what I'm saying? You gotta still find some type of medium or some type of place or plateau that we can revert them to show them what the culture is and what it's really about and where it came from. Like, you know, in every 10 years, it's a change in life, you know what I'm saying? A change in life in the fad, change in life in the music, change in life in how people operate. So every time these changes occur, we still have to instill what is really the culture and what is really hip hop. So, okay, we done told y'all this, what the culture was this 10 years. So you got to know the next generation is coming up. So we have to reintroduce them into what hip hop is if the generation before them ain't teaching us. You see what I'm saying? And we have to keep doing this and keep doing this. That's why you have, you know, Martin Luther King Day, or you have, you know, Black History Month, because we want to keep instilling the generations into this understanding of what the past has brought us. You feel me? Or taught us. You feel me?
Hey, man. So listen, man, I really appreciate you coming. We got to wrap it up. We got about like 60 more seconds. But
thanks, man.
I really appreciate you coming on, you know, the Dopeness interview series, you know, going to be featured on USA Blog Network. Y'all make sure y'all support Super MC, man. October the 6th, he's coming out. He's going to drop that My Words translated into music. So a couple singles out there includes One More Try. Definitely check for it on the USA Blog Network. On Twitter, Super MC, EMC, 2 E's, IF.
Yes.
Or the same thing, you can hit him up on Facebook. And we will have that on his interview, the links underneath it. But, man,
yeah,
gratitude and respect, bro.
Man, thank you so much, Babyface, for having me. Shout out to all my peoples in Chicago. Shout out to the whole Chi-Town, you know what I'm saying, you know, for having us. Shout out to USA Blog, you know what I'm saying, all that. Shout out to you, Babyface, for having me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole hip-hop culture.
Salute.
Shout out to my whole camp, you know what I'm saying? You know, Titan Records, Iconic, you know what I'm saying? Nick Speed, Lex. Shout out to the whole Detroit hip-hop in the world, man. I mean, we trying to do it, man. That's all I can say. R.I.P. Big Poof and Jake Dilla.
All right, y'all. October 6th, man. And that's wrapping it up for another episode of the dopest artist in the world, Super MC. We're going to chat G. offline, brother. We out of here.
Okay. All right, 1,000.
All right.
the rest